Ask Stratum resident Lois Matheson where she and her husband keep their money.
In a savings account, in a 401 account, in a retirement account of some kind, an annuity account.
That's liquid asset wealth, money you can get to when you need to, which is exactly what Matheson did after she lost her job back in 2010.
That was the first time that I thought, this is not a good situation. This is not something I want to be doing.
But for the past 16 months, the Mathesons have been dipping into their 35 years' worth of reserves because they can. A new report from the Corporation for Enterprise Development finds that many Americans can't. The corporation's Andrea Levere.
43%, or almost half of this country, is living in liquid asset poverty.
That means some 50 million families don't have money to cover the basics for more than 3 months when faced with job loss. In New Hampshire, that works out to about 300,000 families. This report evaluates how well states help residents build and retain assets. Comparatively speaking, New Hampshire does better than most. The state enjoys high marks for employer-provided health coverage, home ownership, and education attainment. But the corporation's Levere says the debt load the state saddles on college graduates is striking.
In the whole United States, they are virtually the worst when it comes to the average amount of college debt. And if we believe education is the key ingredient in economic competitiveness, that New Hampshire should think about, how do we incent college savings?
New Hampshire also has the lowest household income poverty nationwide at about 8%. That compares to the national average of 14%. But Ray Bosharo with the Federal Reserve in St. Louis says income poverty doesn't tell the full story.
For too long, we focused simply on income. We didn't focus on savings and assets.
Given the awful job market, income has become more unreliable than before the recession. If you can't count on your job, then Bosharo says people have to look at what else they own. But the senior Fed advisor says the benefit of liquid savings isn't just about weathering financial storms.
You don't have to go to the check casher or the payday lender if you need some cash. It means you can open up a mainstream banking account. You can start a business. You also can make a down payment on a home.
Bosharo says easy-to-grab cash helps determine who stays in poverty, who falls further behind, and who moves up. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.